our scripture that I based this evening off was Isaiah 7:14, and it started with one of God's names, and it's, and again it says, "Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel." And we know from the song and from other scriptures that Emmanuel means God with us. And we know that from Luke 2 and the Christmas story that God took on flesh to be with us, to grow to be a man, to die on the cross to save us from our sins. But we also know that by the Holy Spirit, he is God with us, God in us. And we're just going to take a look at who God is this evening. I know we know all of this, but it's a great time to look at who he is. And we're going to do it through these scriptures. I have these ornaments. It was a set of 24. It's now a set of 23. Because Lori has one of those. we're gonna take a few of these, each of us, and I'm gonna give you ladies online a couple of them as well, if you're able to look them up and read your scripture. And we'll look for the name in that scripture as well. So I'd like everybody to take at least three.
Okay.
And then we'll talk a little bit. We've already done this one, but
I can't remember what one
said.
I love all these names. Okay. I love every single name.
So, let me see. Let me grab what's left here on the table. We talked about Emmanuel, but we'll check that out in another scripture as well, that just confirms that. Let's look at Matthew 1:23. And so I'm going to ask you to turn to your scriptures that are on your
Not Matthew 6:23 then.
1:23. I'll turn to that one and read that. You're going to be looking at the ones on your particular ornaments. Barb, are you able to look up some scriptures?
Yes. Oops. Am I? Yes.
Mom, are you able to look up some scriptures or?
I don't have my Bible in here with me, honey.
Okay.
Sorry.
No, that's fine. Okay, why doesn't everybody take another one? Let me give, okay, those are rolling away.
Stay peaceful,
come on. Okay, you only have what?
These two are both the same, and these two are both the same.
They're the same.
Versus. They have the same names, but they're different. They're the same verses.
Then why don't you give me one of those?
Okay. I have the one you gave me that says peace.
Yes, but these are these.
Oh, okay.
And they have names and scriptures on them. How many do you have?
Three. I have
three. Give one to Jackie.
I have another if you want me to.
Okay. All right. So, I will start with Matthew 1:23 because it goes along with the one that is on our main verse, which I showed you guys in the picture. What am I doing? Okay, Matthew 1. I'm going to be slow. 23 says, "Behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel," which is translated God with us. So that went a little further to give the meaning of Emmanuel. So let's just go around and we'll each take one so you guys can look. And then as we move on to the next one, you can look at your next verse. So, okay. Barb, I'm going to have you look up and read 1 John 2:1 will be the first one that you read. And then okay. just set aside the one that you've already read. Okay. You can put it back on the table if you want. But okay. Hannah, do you have one ready? Mm-hmm. Okay, Hannah, go ahead with your first one.
Okay. This one is Isaiah 9:6. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
Okay, so which one did you have out of that?
Counselor.
So she had Counselor.
I have one
out of that. So when you think of Counselor, what do you think of?
Like he can guide you and instruct you.
Yes. God is you. Is our guidance, our instructor,
our defender,
and that comes out of Isaiah 9:6. He's our counselor. He gives us advice, godly advice. You know, there's a lot of places we can go to for advice. Some of it is very bad.
Yeah.
But the best place for us to go is into the Word from God, the counselor. Now, several of us have Isaiah 9:6. So if you have one that has Isaiah 9:6, a name from Isaiah 9:6, would you read, Lori, you have one?
I have one.
Yeah, I have one.
Okay, wonderful. What do you think of when you think of God being wonderful?
Like awe-inspiring.
Mm-hmm.
Like literally full of wonder.
Mm-hmm.
Just of who he is.
Yes.
You think about the human brain and what it's capable of, and then it can be so much and it's just amazing that God could do.
Yes.
Wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Of Mighty God.
Mighty God. What do you think of Mighty?
I think of a God who actually made the heavens and the earth and created everything in it and on it.
Mm-hmm.
All powerful.
Mm-hmm.
Spectacular.
Mm-hmm.
Splendor.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I actually have two of them from Isaiah 9:6.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, Barb, I'm going to have you look up. Well, no, never mind, because I've got them in front of me. That doesn't work. So I have Everlasting Father as one of them. And we know that here on earth, these bodies are temporary, you know, but God is everlasting. And he is a good father, and he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Mm-hmm. And I also have Prince of Peace from that verse.
Oh, my favorite.
And boy, in this world, we need peace. As we went through just the prayer request this evening, and we, you know, there's so much anxiety. There's so much, so many circumstances that can bring fear. You look at the wars, you look at the weather, you look at so many things. But God is the Prince of Peace. And in the New Testament, it talks, let me see if I can find it. I'm not sure where it is because I should have looked it up ahead of time. But it says that he came to bring us peace, not as the world gives. The world, what?
John 14:27.
So, do you want to grab that and read it for us? We know that the world gives a peace that is temporary, and it's to make us comfortable. God's peace doesn't necessarily seek to make us comfortable, but it's a different kind of peace. And if you experienced it, it says it's beyond understanding, and people can look at us and say, "How can you have peace in this? It's beyond understanding." So go ahead and read that, Hannah.
Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid.
Okay, so he came to give us peace, not as the world, but as God. And so he is the Prince of Peace. And thus, that is this ornament, which everybody is getting this evening. Barb, you already have yours.
Mm-hmm.
But it says peace, and I just want everybody to remember, through whatever circumstance God brings into your life, he has come to give you peace. And so this is the reminder I want us to take with us. Emmanuel, God with us, is the Prince of Peace. And all these other things that we have read in Isaiah 9:6 has so many of those names. Did we hit them all? Prince of Peace, Everlasting Father,
yes, you did.
Wonderful Counselor.
Yes, sing the song.
Okay.
Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
Okay. Barb, what verse do you have?
I have 1 John 2:1, and it says, my dear children, I write this to you so that you will not sin, but if anybody does sin, we have one who speaks to the Father in our defense, Jesus Christ, the righteous one.
Okay. Yes. And the name that comes out of that, and it must be a different version, is advocate. We have an advocate in Jesus Christ. And what do we think of when we think of an advocate?
Someone who will, speak for you and look out for you.
Mm-hmm.
So I think of, a lawyer that's defending you.
Mm-hmm. It's definitely a legal term, somebody who comes on a person's behalf and speaks for them. And that's exactly what Jesus does for us. He comes before the Father and speaks on our behalf. If the Father says, what about Jackie Gardner? Jesus steps in and says, she's mine.
Yep.
You know, her transgressions have been blotted out, and he's done that for all of us. He comes in to speak on our behalf. So that is advocate. Barb, your next one, when we get back to you, will be John 6:47-48, okay?
Okay. Yep.
We're going to go to Jackie Gardner right now to read her first one.
The first one you want to
read the verse, and we'll search for the name. We'll try to think of the name.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
Okay, so what's Jackie's?
The word.
And so, you know.
What was this again? John 1:1.
The Word. So, what do we know about the Word?
Our. Yeah. We can't live without
it. It's inspired by God.
Yeah.
It's, you know, and it's.
Without it, we'd all be in hell by now.
Yeah.
But now we have the Word to help us to salvation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the Word, it's like I've seen so many people's lives change, this one over here,
mm-hmm.
by the Word, of reading, being dedicated to reading the Word of God,
mm-hmm.
it's right. Even when you don't understand it,
mm-hmm.
it's really,
it's powerful, mm-hmm. it's life-changing, it says the Word is God, right? So he is in it and he has inspired it. That's in, I believe it's 2 Timothy, right? That talks about.
That's right in the right this corner.
Somebody got a paper or something that they're doing.
I thought it was my computer.
Yeah, nope. It's somebody on Zoom. Okay, Lori, how about you?
All right, John 1:29, and this is the Amplified, so there's...
Okay.
The next day, he saw Jesus coming to him and said, look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. The sin of the world.
Okay, so what title do we think? Lamb of God, yes. And we know that there had to be a perfect sacrifice. Without it, our sins could not be removed. They couldn't be washed away. And so he is the Lamb, and we know John the Baptist, behold, right, the Lamb of God. So I'm going to go on, and Hannah, why don't you take another one?
Yeah, it's John 8:12.
I love John.
Mm-hmm.
So then Jesus spoke to them again, saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life.
Light
of the world.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, I have two, actually. The one is the light of the world.
Okay.
And the other one is Jehovah.
Huh? Out of the same verse.
Yeah.
But it's not spoken in your Bible?
It's not, well, because generally Jehovah is not just like said as Jehovah.
Yeah.
It's usually, it's probably because it said I am.
Yeah, oh, I am Jehovah as I am. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So what do we think of when we think of him being, let's deal with light of the world first. What do we think of when we think of God being light? Anybody?
Yeah.
Destroys the darkness.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, dispels the darkness that brings such joy into your heart when you have the light of Christ.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it shows in your eyes, in your speech, in your actions.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He illuminates our sin.
He illuminates our sin. Oh,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah, we can't hide from it.
No, we can't. And Jehovah, the great I am, what do we think of with Jehovah?
Another name for God.
Another name, yeah.
Which the Hebrews use a lot better than
mm-hmm.
the name.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. When he introduced himself to Moses, he introduced yeah. himself as the great I am.
Yes.
And when Jesus, I am, that was like a huge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, on rap for everybody.
That I am, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was literally him declaring that he was God.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. Okay. Helen.
Well, this is, can't be right. This is Daniel 9:26. This doesn't sound right, and there's nothing in here. But 9:26. Daniel 9. Okay. Did I get the wrong verse? No. I did not. Okay. Just tell me. Oh, okay. It must be. All right. I see it now. After the 62 sevens, the anointed one will be cut off and will have nothing. The people of the ruler will come and destroy the city and the sanctuary. The end will come like a flood. War will continue until the end, and desolation has been decreed. It must be the anointed one, huh?
The anointed one. Yeah, if you read it in...
That was just for translation.
What translation are you reading
from? I mean the New International Version.
Okay. If you read it in New King James, it is, it says... Messiah, it says after 62 weeks, Messiah shall be cut
Messiah
off,
or the anointed
but not for himself, but for the people.
Isn't he talking about Revelation?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because
mm-hmm.
Daniel only predicts it.
So these different versions actually gave us the definition of Messiah, the anointed one.
So,
Jackie, your next one.
Yeah.
John 10:11. Most assuredly, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep.
Mm-hmm. So what's this name?
Shepherd.
Good shepherd.
The good shepherd, what we have with the shepherd.
Mm-hmm.
What else? So he's a shepherd leads. A shepherd protects.
He provides.
He what?
Keeps you in line.
He keeps us in line. Yep.
What was your scripture again, Jack? It's John 10:11. Thank you, dear. You're
mm-hmm.
welcome.
So
many words. Of,
yeah.
So wonderful.
Shepherd. Barb, what is your next one?
I have John 6:47-48.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you the truth. He who believes has everlasting life. I am the bread of life.
Mm-hmm. So what name does Barb have?
Bread of life.
Bread of life.
What do we think of when we think of him being the bread of life?
He gives us the spiritual food we need.
He nourishes us. He sustains us. Very good. So the bread of life. Okay. How many do you have one left? You have one left or do you have?
I have two left. Luke 2 and Isaiah 40.
You have two left. Okay. Barb, your next one when we get back to you is going to be John 14:6.
Okay.
Okay. Hannah, you have John 14:6?
Yeah, because it's three.
Oh, because it's different names in there. So when we get to that one, we'll talk about the different names that are in it. Okay. So, Hannah, go ahead and read.
2 Timothy 2:5. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus.
So what do we think the name on this one is?
Mediator.
He is our mediator. What do we think of a mediator is?
Go-between.
The go-between. Yes. And it is another legal term, a mediator. A lot of times if someone is in court, they have someone, again, who speaks on their behalf, who comes between. Just like the advocate, the mediator comes between a lot of times in family court or court with the involving children, because the children can't speak for themselves. They have a mediator who speaks on their behalf. And God, again, Jesus Christ speaks on our behalf to the Father. So, mediator. Helen, one of your next ones.
Luke 2:11. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord.
Okay, that one could be several things, but what do we think it is?
Savior.
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 Okay. So, Savior. How would we define our Savior?
He saves us.
Thank
goodness.
Yes. He is the one who restores our relationship with God the Father, who bridges that gap that we could never bridge ourselves. So, our Savior. Jackie, go ahead and read yours. And Barb, I know this is the same as yours, but there's a couple in this verse.
Okay.
Wait, do you have two? Do you have two left or just one?
Two.
Okay, don't read John 14:6. We'll let Barb read that one. Read the other one.
You want me to read it?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, that's okay.
I knew I was going to read it. We're all staring at
you. You're not reading John 14:6, though.
Oh, I'm not going to read whatever your
other one is. Whatever your other one is. Let me, are you not ready for it? Because I can have Barb read it right now.
Oh, no, okay.
Okay, go ahead then.
I just got to get there. So it's Revelation 17:14. Getting there. I have been. I hate technology. I hear you.
You want me to do one?
You still have three. Yeah, go ahead and read one of yours.
All right. I got it.
Oh.
You got it? For God has put into their hearts to fulfill his purpose to be of one mind and to give their kingdom to the beast until the words of God are fulfilled.
I don't think that's the right verse, Jackie.
14?
Yeah, it's Revelation 17:14.
Mm-hmm. That did not
no.
like any of the names that are on these.
It doesn't match up to that.
Okay, let's. Okay.
So what should it be?
Well, it should be. Let me see. Are you sure you got the?
It's definitely Revelation, right?
Yeah, definitely Revelation.
No, that's...
Oh, 14.
Oh, yeah, there we go. These
help
me.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, go ahead and read it again. Okay, now we're reading 17:14. Go ahead.
These will make he is Lord of lords and King of kings and those who are to me. The waters which you saw... Wait a minute, I'm skipping again.
No.
Called chosen and faithful.
Okay.
He shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, for he is the Lord of lords and King of kings, and they that are with them are called and chosen and faithful.
Yes. Okay, so what names? There's a couple names in there. Jackie has one and Lori has one. Are there any names that we already looked at Lamb, that he's the Lamb, so we know it's not the Lamb. What are some of the names that are in that verse?
Lord.
Is that what you had, Jackie? And King of Kings. So there is no other Lord above him. He is the Lord of Lords. And there is, though there are kings in this realm, there is no other king that is before him. So he is the King of Kings, and he is the Lord of Lords. There is none other than him. Okay. I feel like Lori still has
one left. I have two.
You have two. So why don't you read another one, Lori?
Right now I'm gonna... This is John 1:29. And I went to the King James Version now.
Okay.
The next day, John seeth Jesus coming unto him and saith, Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world.
Okay. So, yes, we had that one before somehow.
Lamb of
but,
God, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But
did I read it?
It came out of John 1:29. Did we read that already, or did you have one that had a Lamb?
No.
You already read it. Okay.
I do.
So, there we go. Lamb of God, he takes away the sin of the world. Okay. All right. So everybody has one left. You have one. Barb, you have one.
Yep.
Do you have one, Hannah?
No,
okay. Here's one.
Simple project.
Okay. Barb, why don't you read yours, John 14:6.
Yep. Jesus answered, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
Okay, so there are several names in there. Barb, what do you think your name would be out of that one?
Well, first he says the way.
Yeah, that is the one that your scripture says, the way.
Mm-hmm.
When we think of, Barb, when we think of him being the way, what do you think of when you think of that?
I think of the way to God,
mm-hmm.
the way to a relationship with God.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Good. And then in there, Jackie, you had another name there.
The truth. That's right.
The truth. And what do we know about that?
He's the only truth, the one and only truth.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing else.
Mm-hmm. And it is impossible for him to lie. He cannot lie. So when we look into his word, we can trust it 100%. It is true. Is the life in there?
Yes.
Does anybody that scripture? Is that one of the... I don't think so. Okay. But we do know that he is also the life. He is the one who gives us eternal life. And through him, because he is Emmanuel. He came for us.
What was the scripture? John 14:6. Thank you, ma'am.
Okay. Hannah.
Yes. I have John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life.
Okay. What do we think the name is in that one?
Heaven.
Oh, wait.
No.
Wait, read it again.
Read it again.
For God.
Not so love the world. God.
That he gave his only begotten son.
His only begotten.
So he is begotten of the Father.
I zoned for a minute there.
Okay, Helen, you have one more?
Yeah, I have Isaiah 48:17. This is what the Lord says, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. I am the Lord your God, who teaches you what is best for you, who directs you in the way you should go.
I think the name in that one is?
Redeemer?
Redeemer.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. He is our Redeemer. He is the one who snatches us from death.
He's also the Holy One of Israel.
And the Holy One of Israel, yes.
That Redeemer is the one that was on the screen.
Mm-hmm. Isn't it amazing when you look at Scripture, all that God is? It's like unbelievable. It's mind-blowing. Jackie, you have another one? Or have you read all of yours? Lori has the last one.
Revelation 1:8. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, which is and which was and which is to come, the Almighty.
Okay. Now, the ornament has a specific name on it, but there are so many in there. Mm-hmm. What's one that you heard in there?
Alpha.
Alpha, which is the beginning. What's another one that you heard in there?
Omega,
which is
the ending.
The end. So he knows from before creation, he existed, and he exists through all eternities outside of time, beginning, end. Mm-hmm. What else do you see in there?
The Almighty.
The Almighty. And that was similar to Isaiah 9:6.
Right.
You know, the mighty God, but different word, Almighty. But
I have that.
Very similar. Mm-hmm.
I didn't read it. Oh, well. I thought I had, but I didn't.
Well, that's because Hannah read it, and we just said all the names of it. So, Almighty, again, I think mighty God, Almighty God. It, to me, is like a military term, and he is all-powerful. And he holds, as we know, he holds all things together, and in him all things consist. So those are the names of God. We could go on and on and on to even more than what was on there, but I think that's an amazing study there.